It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Want to thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. It was rightly billed as a pitcher's duel, but what silenced the OSU fans in Stillwater's Alley Reynolds Park last night was a big hit by Aggie Matt Yingle.
Aggie runners at first base and third base. The next pitch, high in the air to left field. They're going back. They're on the warning track, and that is that's a big fly! Left field, big fly! And just made it a 5-2 ball game!
And that's how the Aggies win it in the top of the 13th inning, 5-2. The Aggies had discovered they brought a little Olsen magic with them to Oklahoma as they had scored two runs in the top of the ninth to tie the game, both on doubles by Troy Stein and Mitchell Now. But it was closer Kyle Martin working five innings, throwing 65 pitches, who got A&M out of major jams in the bottom of the ninth and the 11th, tied at 2-2 both times. He threw a strikeout with the bases loaded both times. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, Kyle Martin is a guy that, you know, we kept saying one more inning, he's our closer, but, you know, who knows, we might give up 10 tomorrow and not need him, and, you know, do it again on Saturday and not need him, so he just did an amazing job.
Aggies equaled OSU with 10 hits, but Yingle was the only multi-hitter for A&M, going 3-for-6. And A&M is now one win away from the 40 that they wanted to take to the Big 12 tournament next week. And they can get it tonight when Ross Stripling goes against fellow right-hander Randy McCurry. First pitch at 6:30, and then the final game tomorrow at 1. The Aggies are right now alone in second place in the Big 12 after Baylor blasted Texas 16-5 last night in Waco. They'll play their next two games in Austin tonight and tomorrow. NCAA softball at the Aggie Diamond starting at 4 o'clock when LSU meets Texas State, followed by A&M taking on Bethune-Cookman at 7. The double elimination regional will continue tomorrow with three games. Here's Aggie coach Joe Evans.
We're really excited to be hosting regionals. We're very impressed with the group of teams that are meeting here. A great pitching regional. It's going to be fun to see all the great pitching, and we're excited to play in front of our home fans.
A&M wins this regional. They'll host the winner of the Columbia-Missouri regional in a super regional next weekend for a berth in the World Series at Oklahoma City. Aggie men's golf team is in Bowling Green and tied for fourth place after the first round of the NCAA regional. The top five teams there advanced to nationals. There's still two rounds to play. Speaking of Aggie golf, one of its alums, Ryan Palmer, is the first round leader at the Byron Nelson in Irving. He shot a 6-under par 64 yesterday. And in high school baseball, Bryan beat Belton 4-2 in the first game of a best-of-three regional quarterfinal series at Belton. Pitcher Travis Gibson got the help of three Viking runs in the first inning, and he struck out 10. The Vikes can advance with a win tomorrow in Mumford, where they'll play game 2 at 2, and then a third game if needed to follow. Tonight, the Consolidated Baseball team will open their best-of-three series at Temple at 7:30. Game 2 and 3, if needed, will be at Tiger Stadium tomorrow. And the Bryan softball team dropped the first game of their best-of-three series to Klein Collins last night in Huntsville. The Vikings must win today at 5 at Sam Houston to force a third game. Major League Baseball, Oakland beat Texas in 10 innings yesterday, 5-4. Houston shut out Milwaukee 4-0. Interleague play starts this weekend. Texas is at Houston 7:05 tonight. In the NBA playoffs, Indiana beat Miami 94-75. Indiana leads that series now 2-1, and San Antonio took a 2-to-none lead over the Clippers with a 105-88 win in San Antonio. Tonight, Boston's at Philadelphia, and Oklahoma City trying to go up 3-0 on the Lakers in L.A. SMU Athletic Director Steve Orsini has been fired, effective immediately. School President R. Gerald Turner announced the move in a news release yesterday. There were no specific reasons given for the decision, which came only weeks after Orsini hired Hall of Fame basketball coach Larry Brown. Turner says it became apparent to him that a change was necessary after several discussions over the last few weeks. Turner thanked Orsini for his contributions and said a national search would begin immediately to find a new AD. SMU is set to move from Conference USA to the Big East Conference in July of 2013. And finally, a 12-year-old Texas boy who was suspended from school after shaving his head to resemble the face of Spurs forward Matt Bonner scored tickets to a playoff game and props from his favorite NBA player. Patrick Gonzalez was suspended for a day from Woodland Hills Middle School because the school district deemed his $75 haircut a distraction. He returned to class Thursday after reluctantly shaving his head. Gonzalez says Bonner's his favorite player, noting that they're both redheads. Bonner, whose mother is a teacher, says the school could have just moved Gonzalez to the back of the room. Bonner encouraged Gonzalez to, quote, keep supporting us redheads in the NBA. Gonzalez's story prompted the Spurs to give him and his family tickets to Thursday's playoff game against the Clippers. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.